given what you see in the correlation between carbon dioxide and temperatures, do you think that the level of reduction we'd have in carbon dioxide is so great in order to affect temperature that it would have to be a global economic shock? Or would we be able to reduce carbon dioxide in a way that you think could be economically sustainable but would still affect temperature?
I think there are two key things that we can do. One of them is a global effort towards energy efficiency and conservation. I think that's realistic. But the biggest thing is, and this will be controversial, the biggest thing is a switch away from coal and to the one thing that can replace it in the poor countries, which are going to produce most of the carbon dioxide, natural gas. We have to make fracking clean so that countries such as China and India can switch. Natural gas produces one-third the carbon dioxide of coal for the same energy. If we don't do this, I don't think we have a chance.
And if we can figure out a way to do it without it causing earthquakes and lighting our drinking water on fire, I think a lot of people will follow you down that path.
I don't think that's hard. It requires more than $3 million fines. But clean fracking, the technology there, is something which I think is achievable, and that's something that we really have to aim at, because nothing else can be afforded by the poor countries. Unfortunately, China is already, by the end of this year, producing twice the carbon dioxide of the United States, and it's growing very, very rapidly. So we have to come up with a technology that can be afforded by the developing world.